क्षुरोन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर शिवश्रीगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. First of all, I offer my sastanga dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswam Srila Guru Maharaj, Torupanuga Guru Varga, and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today we're observing Vrata for Bhaimi or Jaya Ekadashi, and also for the appearance day of Sri Varaha Dev. Already, Ekadashi started yesterday, and today Dwadasi will begin also. By 4 o'clock, Dwadasi already today. Therefore, both Vrata were observing today. So, this Ekadashi, we know, just follow or is precedes Varahadev's appearance. Varahadev, he appeared, we know, to kill Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha, he is Jai. So in one way, we could see, oh, first Jai appeared, and then the servant appeared, then the master came, like this. Also, this Ekadasi, we all know the glories of Ekadasi, and therefore, ultimately, we can always, Ekadasi has been glorified as the mother of devotion. Everybody knows this. The greatest benediction Ekadasi can give to everyone is prem. Gurudev himself said that Krishna himself is Ekadasi. But because, and there's nothing wrong to say Radharani is also Ekadasi, because Shakti Shakti Matar Abhed. The function of Shaktiman is seen by Shakti. So really, it's all performed by Srimati Radharani. So we can also say Ekadasi is a manifestation of Srimati Radharani. I was looking at the meaning of Bhaimi. Then I found that it's one of the 1,008 names of Srimati Radharani is Bhaimi. Bhaimi means very exalted, very exalted. And we know, topmost bhakti, Srimati Radharani. Anyone who can contact with Srimati Radharani, they'll be topmost. And so this Ekadasi, someone specially connected to line of Srimad Mahaprabhu, then they will understand the real glory of Ekadasi. So now we're also observing Vrata for Varahadev appearance. Therefore, necessary to glorify just very quickly. Since this appearance day of Varahadev, we know Varaha is not only one time coming. There's unlimited manifestations or unlimited Varaha avatars. So some in Bhagavatam, there's a lila of Varahadev, but that's only a little gist of pastime of Varahadev. And actually there, as Jiva Goswami explained, that's actually from two Varaha appearances. One from Swayambhu Manu's time, and from one from Chakshusha Manu's time. Like this. So, but we cannot also just limit Varahadev's appearance only within these two types, two periods. There's so many others. So like in Bhagavatam, this says, oh, there's the white Varaha, and there's the red Varaha. In Mathura, we see there's two Varahadev also there. There's a black and the white. So Krishna Varahadev and Swaita Varaha, like this. So, but ultimately, we understand Varaha, special pastime, as in Bhagavatam has explained, Varahadev has not only supported the earth, but actually he carried on his tusk the earth. So, by mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he actually revealed that Varahadev appeared in Koladvip. So ultimately, Navadvip is the sum total of all the pilgrimage places. So the appearance of Varahadev, if you want to know, then it's there in Koladvip. Our math is there especially. And there's some speciality of this Koladvip. And that is, this is the Aparad Banjan path. This is where all offenses are destroyed. This is the place of Padasevanam. So on this day of Varaha appearance day, then we can actually pray to Varahadev that from him, then we can engage in this Padasevanam. He will remove all our anarthas. In Git Govinda, Srila Gurudev's book, in his explanation for the Das Avatar Stotram, he has clearly mentioned there, Varahadev is the presiding deity of this rasa bhayanaka, this fear, this terror. And so, appreciating this, then we can appreciate that all these feelings of fear that everyone experiences, these are special manifestation, or this is presided by Varahadev. And as Bhagavatam explains, what is the meaning of fear, this bhaya, bhaya. So we all know this verse, bhayam dvitiya abhinivesitasyad ishad apitasya viparyayo asmiti. He said, tanmayato buddha abhajaitam bhaktya ekayesha gurudeva tatma. This bhayam, it says syat, it arises from where? Dvitiya abhinivesita. From that absorption in that mood that I am not one with my Isha, that I am separate like this. So, and what is that? Oh, tanmayato, he said, Ishat apitasya. You turn away from your Isha, from your Lord. Viparyaya ashmriti. You're forgetting your real identity, who you are as a servant. Because now you absorb in this, his maya, tanmayaya. Ata, therefore, ataha, Buddha abhajaitam, the intelligent people, they worship him, the Lord of maya. And how? Bhaktya, by bhakti. What type of bhakti? Ekaya, unalloyed, one-pointed. How to do that? Gurudeva tatma. Only making your Atma, your very self, one with Guru. In this, then you can have one-pointed bhakti. Then no more fear like this. So this fear is there to remind us that, oh, now you are fearful because you think you're separate from God. You're independent. You're enjoyer like this. And so he will remind us. It's like a little like a reminder. No, remember again who you are, like this. Be one with Guru, and then you'll have that devotion. So, this is a very special form of Bhagavan, the pig. Varaha means boar, pig. The pig, they have very strong sense of smell, and they can go to very dirty places. So in the same way, we can appreciate how merciful Bhagavan is. He can go to within our hearts, and there, our hearts very dirty. All rubbish is there. So then he can go penetrate in heart, and he can help us actually become purified. First he come in like this, as fear. But then, for those who go beyond this, then he will engage us in Padasevanam. Giving us place in Navadvip, in Koladvip. So today we are remembering glories of Bhaimi Ekadasi and Varahadev, and praying Srila Gurudev and Vaishnavas that by their mercy truly we can follow the Vrata very nicely. Vanchakal Patarubhyascha Kripahasinubhavacha Patita Nambhavarnivyo Vaishnava.
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं रोजरसरसिकं शरणारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सदि श्रीगौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. So first of all, I offer my Nannot pranams, respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters. Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev, and Nitlai Shriman Bhaktivedan Shri Vaman Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev, and to our entire Rupanankarya Guru Varga, and to our guardians, and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, and to Ekadashi Devi herself was appeared, as we just heard now, with the name Jaya and Bhaimi, and also to Varahadev, whose appearance day we are observing today as well. So, Ekadashi Devi, as in the scriptures, it is mentioned that she is known as Jaya Ekadashi because there's this history that Yudhishthir Maharaj, he told Krishna that, "Oh Krishna, you're the source of all creation." Means you're the source of that creation which takes place in four forms. Creation which takes place in the form of seeds, from seeds. Creation which takes place from the embryos. And creation which takes place from perspiration. And in this way. So, so Yudhishthira told Krishna that we followed Shatil Ekadashi, which was on Krishna Paksha of this Magh Mas. So which is the Ekadashi which appears during the Shukla Paksha of this Magh Mas. You know, this Magh Mas is very auspicious. Like Vaishnavas have described how that even during Gurudev's, when Gurudev's parents were in Tiwaripur, there all these sadhus, they would all come and bathe in Prayag during this Magh Mas. Because in this month of Magh, if you bathe in a river, it is very auspicious. So if you bathe once during this Magh Mas, you get the fruit of bathing like throughout the year. It's very auspicious. So we hear, you know, how the sadhus, they were always coming and they were bathing in Prayag there. And how they would even visit Tiwaripur because it was on the way. And there they spoke so much katha to Gurudev's parents. And there they heard the glories of this Magh Mas. So in this way, Yudhishthira asked Krishna, which is the Ekadashi which appears during the Shukla Paksha of this Magh Mas. So Krishna said it's called Jaya Ekadashi. So then, like this history was said that once Indra was in heaven, and as his devis and devatas were dancing there, he ordered like one particular group of Gandharvas to dance. But then two Gandharvas were very attracted to each other. And so they were so attracted to each other, called Malyavan and Pushpadanti, these two Gandharvas, that instead of dancing in the proper tune, proper way, they started dancing in a very obnoxious way, in a very unusual way. So then Indra, he cursed them, saying that you'll be born as goblins, you'll be born as ghosts, he said. And go away from here, he cursed them. So then they felt, what happened? They fell from heaven and then they anyhow found a place in the Himalayas. So when they were there in Himalayas, they could not enjoy or anything and do anything. So then the whole night, they just kept crying and weeping and weeping. So then this way the whole night, they just kept weeping, weeping. And then this way they passed the entire night and the entire day without drinking a drop of water, without eating anything, only just weeping, weeping. And then what happened? Immediately, as soon as this Tithi finished, one Viman came and took them back to heaven. And Indra was very surprised, saying, "I just cursed you like moments before, and then again you've returned." And then they said, "Yes, because anyhow we fasted during this Tithi." That's why Krishna, he told Yudhishthira that if you follow this Vrata, then this way one goes to heaven. Therefore, you see in India, all over, they follow this Vrata. It's very famous, the Jaya Ekadashi, because they say that's the easiest way to go to heaven. So in this way, we see that Ekadashi Devi, she cheats many people also by giving such fruits of going to heaven and all these things. And we've heard from the Vaishnavas previously that Bhaimi Ekadashi also concerns with the appearance of Bhishma Dev. Like sometime before itself, it was this Bhishma Ashtami or something like that. It was so there we hear that Bhishma, Vaishnavas have spoken on his history. They said that the Shantanu Maharaj, as we know, when he married Ganga Devi, he had like 7 children from her. And every child would be given into the river because Ganga Devi had told him, saying, she never questioned me if I do anything. If you question me, I'll leave. So when this 8th child was born, he was called this Ashtavasu. So he was Bhishma himself. So then Shantanu, he asked his ministers, saying that my wife, she has all good qualities. But only one bad quality she has is that any new baby that is born, she offers that baby into the river. So what can I do? So then the minister said, you follow this vrata, this Ekadashi vrata. And then when your son will be born, he'll be born by the blessings of Ekadashi Devi herself. So therefore, when Bhishma was born, and when Ganga Devi was about to offer her into her own water, as we know that she is like the semblance of Ganga Devi, you know. So in this way, as she was about to offer Bhishma into the water, then Shantanu stopped her. He said, don't do this, he said. So then anyhow, she said, now you stop me, I have to leave you. But then he said, anyhow, just take care of this boy, at least for a few years, and then return him to me. So then, because he was born from the observance of this Ekadashi Vrata, he was called Dev Vrata. Means this Vrata is such an exalted vrata that the devatas themselves, the demigods themselves, follow this vrata. So he named him this Dev Vrata. So then we know the history that how that Bhishma took this vow to never marry so that his father could marry and have children. So then his father, he had 2 children, Chitrangada and Vichitravirya. So Chitrangada, he was killed early by the Gandharvas, and then Vichitravirya, on his behalf, Bhishma, he bought these 3 princesses, that is Amba, Ambika and Ambalika. So then we hear that Amba wanted to marry Bhishma, but he refused. And then she even went and complained to Parasuram. But still Parasuram, he ordered his disciple. But then Bhishma refused. And then he even fought with Parasuram, defeated him in battle. So in this way, he always maintained his brahmacharya. He never succumbed to any lustful desires. No. So in this way, when the Pandavas asked Bhishma, saying, how are you able to control yourself, this self-restraint? Then he said, because of following this Ekadashi Devi's appearance, because of having following this Ekadashi Vrat, I have been able to control myself all this while. So then he told the Pandavas, Kunti Devi said, why are my sons suffering so much? So he said, follow Ekadashi Devi. Follow Ekadashi Devi's appearance. And then by her blessings, you will never have to face any suffering in your life. So then the Pandavas, they started following Ekadashi every time. So then we hear that Gandhari also, she told her own sons that, oh, I just heard from Kunti that following Ekadashi is very auspicious. So you must also follow. But then Duryodhan and Shakuni, they refused. Shakuni said, oh, Kunti is a widow. Her husband has died. So what is the use? Therefore she is following. But you still have your husband. This is not proper. So then anyhow, they stopped following. So then as the Pandavas started following this Ekadashi, Krishna himself appeared to them and he guided them. He said, all of us should go to Triveni Sangam. And there, in the presence of the deities of Bindu Madhav, we should follow this Ekadashi Vrata. So as we know, there are 12 deities of Bindu Madhav there in Prayag there. And then in the presence of all these deities there, the Pandavas followed Ekadashi. And then Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati themselves appeared. And then they blessed the Pandavas. Ganga Devi said that whatever impurities, whatever misconceptions anyone has, I will purify them of all these misgivings. And then Yamuna Devi said, I will give Prem. And then Saraswati Devi said, I'll give this Divya Gyan. So instead, the Pandavas are blessed by bathing in this Triveni Sangam there. And this way, we see that just by following this Ekadashi Vrata, the Pandavas received such an exalted destination. Normally, we hear that when the Pandavas were going to heaven, we hear that, oh, first Draupadi, she fell to hell, and then followed by Nakul Sahadev, and then followed by Arjuna, and then Bhim, and then Yudhishthir. Why? Because we hear some reasons like, oh, Draupadi was partial to Arjun, and Nakul Sahadev were very proud of their beauty, intelligence. But this was actually external. The internal reason, Gurudev was explaining in one Bhagavad Katha, he was saying that, why was Draupadi taken away first? Because Krishna could not tolerate his dear Sakhi walking on this ice, walking on this snow. Therefore, he said, oh, first Draupadi should leave. And he took Draupadi away, saying, how can she even walk barefoot on this ice? And then why did he take Nakul and Sahadev next? Because Nakul and Sahadev, they were the first ones to say that in the Rajasuya Yajna that Krishna should be worshipped first. They were the first ones. So he said, see how dear they are to me. They vouched for me. They said, I should be worshipped. And then so he took both of them away. Then why did he take Bhim next away? Because Bhim, as we know, he also was very favorable to Krishna. Whatever Krishna said, he followed. And then next, Arjun. Why? Because Arjuna, to some extent, he was thinking, how can I kill Dronacharya? How can I kill all my gurus? Even after Krishna insisted, still he questioned. So therefore Krishna said, all right, you will be second last. And then he took Yudhishthir away. The last person was Yudhishthir. Why? Because Yudhishthir, he actually questioned Krishna. Krishna said, say Ashwatthama has been killed. Speak it out loud. But he refused, saying, how can I speak lies? So he refused to even follow Krishna's order. So therefore Yudhishthir was left behind. So in this way, the Pandavas are so dear to Krishna. So in this way, by following this Ekadashi Vrat, they have shown all the people of this world that this ultimate fruit of prem can be achieved, not just going to Swarga and enjoying there. So in this way, Ekadashi Devi, she's appeared in this sthiti. So today also, as we've just heard from the Vaishnavas, that is also the appearance of Varahadev. So we hear that the four Kumaras, when they went to have darshan of Vishnu, then they were stopped by Jayan Vijay. Jayan Vijay had previously stopped even Lakshmi Devi from entering, and now they even stopped the four Kumaras. So then what happened? The four Kumaras, they cursed Jayan Vijay. And in this way, they were cursed to become demons in three births. And then Vishnu himself appeared and he begged for forgiveness. He said, actually, I should have been cursed, not these two sevaks of mine. I am responsible for their actions, so please forgive me. No, like once what happened, Vibhishan, as he was crossing into Lanka, his chariot killed some people in Srirangam. So then they wanted to kill Vibhishan. Then Ramchandra himself appeared and begged for forgiveness, saying, he's my sevak. If you want to beat him, then don't beat him. Beat me, they said. So then anyhow, they forgave Vibhishan and they let him go. So in this way, Vishnu, he fell at the feet of the four Kumaras and he said, this is my mistake. They are my sevaks. So anyhow, forgive them. So then, but still they were cursed to take birth as demons for three births. But actually it was four. They also took birth as Jaga and Madai. Because there were four Kumaras. So in this way, there were four curses. So in this way, we hear that why were the four Kumaras? Why did they even come there in the first place? Because it is said that there were Nirvisheshwadis. How? Because Naradrishi was carrying this Tulsi which had been offered at the feet of Bhagavan. It was mixed with this Chandan. So the fragrance of this Tulsi mixed with Chandan, they smelt this. And then in this way, they appeared there. And then, as we know, Vishnu himself, he desired to relish this Viraras. Because in Vaikuntha, who can possibly have Viraras? So therefore, the Jayan Vijay, they realized the inner intention of Vishnu. And therefore, they said, if this is our Prabhu's desire, then so be it. Then we are ready to even take birth as demons. So then, some devotees may say that they fell from Vaikuntha. But we know this is not the real reason. In one way, they also were present in Vaikuntha in their original forms. And as their manifestation, they appeared in this world. Because there is no fall down from Vaikuntha. Because Krishna himself has said that one who goes to Vaikuntha, to my eternal region, he never returns. So in this way, when they fell in this world, they were born as the children of Kashyap and Diti. As we know, Kashyap was performing all his yajnas. And Diti, she had this urge to enjoy with Kashyap. And therefore, Kashyap, he said, I cannot. This is a very inauspicious time, but still she insisted. So therefore, these two demons were born. It is not that the sex life is very bad. In the Gita, Krishna himself has said, no, that balam balavat chaham kamaraga vivarjitam dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshabahi. He said, dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshabahi. He said, I myself am this kam, which is not opposed to dharma. But then we see here that this form of lust was completely opposed to dharma. And what was the result? These two demons were born. And these two demons, they were so powerful. And Krishna said, I am the strength of these mighty warriors. No, he said, balam balavat chaham kama raga vivarjitam. But still, this balam, this strength is devoid of kam, passion, and this rag, this desire. But we see that in Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, it was completely the opposite. This passion and this desire to enjoy was seen to the fullest extent in them. And then we hear that how Hiranyakashipu was doing all his atrocities, and Hiranyaksha, who was his younger brother, took so much inspiration from his elder brother. And he followed in his footsteps. And then in this way, he continued doing all the nonsense activities that his elder brother did, because he took so much inspiration from him. And then what did he do? He took Prithvi Devi and then he sunk her there in the depths of this Garbhodha Koshan there. So then we just heard that Varaha appears as Krishna Varaha and Shweta Varaha. As Krishna Varaha, he appears in, as Shweta Varaha, he appears in this Swayambhuva Manu in his time, and as Adi Varaha, he appears in this Swayambhuva Manu, and as Shweta Varaha, he appears during the time of Chakshusha Manu. So in this way, Varahadev, he appeared from the nostrils of Brahma. Why? Because Hiranyaksha, before he had asked Varun, saying, is there any powerful personality you can fight with me? So then Varun said, Bhagavan himself. So then Hiranyaksha was waiting for Bhagavan. So then as Brahma sneezed, a small worm emerged from his nostrils. And the small worm grew bigger and bigger in size. This is how even Matsyadev appeared. No, Matsyadev also, how did he appear? He appeared as a small fish. And then he grew bigger and bigger and bigger in size. And then we know that this big battle took place between Varahadev and Hiranyaksha. Then Varadev, as he brought Dharani Devi on his tusks, Jayadev Goswami is described in his Dasavatar Stotra, no? Vasati Dashana Shikare Dharani Tavalagna Shashini Kalanka Kaleva Nimagna Keshava Trita Shukara Rupa Jaya Jaya Deva Hare. That he brought Mother Earth on his teeth. And as she appeared like a spot on the full moon. So in this way, he placed her there. And then as we know, Narakasur was born from that contact between Varadev and Dharani Devi. So one may think, how can Bhagavan appear as a boar or as a pig? Because a pig is a very inauspicious animal. But then we see, what has Krishna said in the Gita? No, he said, Jarma karma chame devyam evam yo veti tattata takta deha punar jarmam na itimam iti so Arjuna. He said that anyone who knows that all my pastimes are divya, who knows them in truth, in actuality, in tattva, then takta deha punarjanma naayatimam itiso Arjuna. That he will never have to take birth again. So therefore we see that even when he appeared as this boar incarnation, what does it mean? As boar, as a pig, what does it do? As it goes and smells. Similarly, the Vaishnavas have described that what does Varahadev do? He enters within our heart. And then he looks for all these anarthas that are in such subtle condition in this sukshma avastha. And then he looks for them, he sniffs them out, and he removes all these anarthas. So who will do this thankless job? Varahadev himself does this. No. Therefore, we see Param Gurudev established this deity of Varaha there in Devananda Gaudiya Math. He established it there. Why? Because we hear that one reason is Vasudev Vipra. There was this Brahmin who was worshipping Varahadev in Koladweep, and Varahadev gave him darshan first in his selfsame form and then as Narsingadev. And then he told the Brahmin that, oh Mahaprabhu, I will appear as Mahaprabhu, and you will also be there. So he established the deity of Varahadev. But also another reason was that Param Gurudev wanted to show all the people in Navadweep that this is Koladweep. And this is not Mahaprabhu's birthplace. Mahaprabhu's birthplace is in Mayapur. Therefore, he established the deity of Varahadev there. And this was even confirmed by the contemporaries of Srila Param Gurudev. There was one scholar called Gopendu Bhattacharya. So Gopendra Bhattacharya, he was a very, very powerful scholar. But he had many Advaitwad inclinations. So he and Param Gurudev would have so many arguments back and forth, back and forth. And then when Param Gurudev disappeared from this world, he was actually invited to the Viraha Sabha to speak there. So when Gopendu Bhattacharya came there, he started glorifying Param Gurudev so much. He said, I never understood him. Now I see that I've committed so many offenses to him by speaking to him, arguing to him in a very opposing way. But I feel that in this way his preaching only increased. And then he said, initially even I believed that Navadvip was the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. But then when he established the deity of this Varaha Dev here, now everyone knows that Mayapur is his birthplace and not Navadvip. So in this way we see that all the 10 incarnations, they all have their own objectives. No, even this Damodarashtakam manifested where? It was spoken by Satyavrat Muni when he was being taken by Matsyavatar. No. Kurumadev also, what does he do? He churns the ocean, the milk ocean, and similarly he's churning her heart and taking out all this poison which is coming out. So similarly, Varadev also, he goes inside, he sniffs all these anarthas out and he freezes from them. Therefore, we must never think that his worship is secondary. In Tirumala, actually, anyone who wants to have darshan of Balaji, first they must have darshan of Varadev and then Balaji. And we see Varadev himself was even worshipped by Sri Ramchandra. It is said there was a Brahmin called Kapil. And this Kapil, he was worshipping Varadev in Satyayuga. And he was worshipping Varadev in Satyayuga. Indra himself anyhow pleased him and took the deity to heaven. And then when he took the deity to heaven, Ravan attacked heaven and he took the deity of Varadev to Lanka. And then when Ramchandra defeated Ravan, he took the deity back to Ayodhya. And then when Shatrughna came to Mathura to defeat Lavanasur, then Ramchandra gave him this deity of Varadev. So Ramchandra himself and all his incarnations worshipped Varadev. No, and even Krishna himself predicted his own appearance. Once Yashoda Maya told Krishna that you're like a pig. And then Krishna said, yes, I've also appeared as a pig, as a boar incarnation. So in this way, we see that in Mathura, there are three Varahadev temples. Two next to each other, Krishna and Shvetavara, and there's one Varahadev temple in this Bhuteshwar road. So there are three temples there in Mathura. So in this way, he's blessing us by his appearance, and we can only pray that he also enters our hearts and he sniffs all these anarthas out and makes us pure. Mancha kalpataru besha kripasin bevcha vaitanam pavne bevashne vyo namo.
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्यगणाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्नि गौरतिषे नमः जय रूपा सनातन भट्टरघुनाथ श्रीजीवि गोपाल भट्टदास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरणबंदन जावैते विघ्ननाशभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य दयाल प्रभु नित्यानंद सियाद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरुजी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। सपार्षद गौर हरि की जय। गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय। जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन जीव की जय। भक्त विघ्न विनाशन करने सिंहदेव की जय। भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। सर्वाभिष्ट गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय। गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय। ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय। ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्रणेश्वरी सिमदारानी की जय। ब्रजदेवीगण की जय। जय बरहदेव आविर्भाव तिथि महामहोत्सव की जय। जय जय एकादशी महिमा एकादशी की जय। एकादशी तिथि प्रण करी भक्त वृंद की जय। समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। गौर प्रमानंदी हरि हरि। नाउ इज एकादशी तिथि। ऑल हियरिंग दिस ग्लोरीज ऑफ एकादशी। नाउ बरहदेवी अपेयर्स व्हाइल टेलिंग दिस चतुष्ण गिविंग कार्ड्स फॉर जय विजय। बट जय विजय इज नित्य सिद्ध पार्षद। दिस कार्ड्स इज नॉट टचिंग देम और नॉट दिस कार्ड्स इज डिप्यूटेड देम। दिस कार्ड्स इज एक्वायरिंग एंड द कार्ड्स इज वर्किंग नॉट पॉसिबल। Like a nice body, when dust and dirty is came, and body is on top of dirty, then you soap using, all going. Otherwise, you rubbing, then coming out is this dust, but body not coming out. Dust is come, dirty things is come. So this card says people near is coming. This person not melting. This person not burning. This card says try to catching, controlling, defeating and enjoying. There is God Himself, Lord Narayan, He's telling, my sevaka did wrong. This is, they are not faults, this is my faults also. Now this, curses were gone, this is near, this is whom. Why going there? Not going other way, this is near, why going? This is desire. My son will be very strong. And defeating everybody. And mostly Indra. Indra is killing for Indra. They get birth, my son. Maharaj, our Kaishab, he is very clever. He said, Diti, you are doing brata? Good. This is brata telling. How can I am giving you bone, Indra's killing for bone? Not possible. But you doing brata, then result coming. Good or bad, you know. But she can control own self. Evening time, she is pulling. Hey, no chanting Gayatri, nothing doing. You come, enjoy with me. Give me son, baby. Say, this time is not good time. I am chanting mantra now. I say, no. Mantra is after. First you come with me. By force is stealing, pulling, catching and grabbing, dragging and bringing. And she is enjoying. Evening time, Brahma Murta. Then he's telling, now your womb is coming, demon. This time is not good time. But this curse you have to come, remove. Look, Vaikuntha to this curse is coming, this is womb. And came, this is womb, this is bigger, now big, growing. But not growing, Jai Vijay is near. Growing is this is womb. Growing and come out is the big. Body builders. And they born and then that time too they are Hitler more than. One Lenin, one Hitler. More. Very strong. They try to dip it in smashing everything. But what happened is, after they try to do many things, but not possible everything without God desire. What everybody's fear now. This fear is disturbing everybody. Unnecessarily disturbing. No jagya, no havan, no everything. Why this curse is called curse? This is very rough, more than poison. Very bad anger, fire. This fire is now growing. And everybody is disturbing. Oh, that time until Brahma, he is also disturbed. What disturbing? This fear is where going? Fear is going in mind, not body. You are beating in body, but it's mess, crash. But fear going mind for. Next coming, only trees near going for cutting for, trees shaking. Everybody is fear. So now Brahma's, there is fear. These two demons, what doing? No guarantee. Any night time, day time, no guarantee. They're going, Indra's all stealing, Indra's mother earring stealing, Indra's umbrella stealing, Indra riding where his singhasan, chariot, all gone, all apsara, everything stealing. Now, very big problem. That time Brahma thinking, what doing? Mindly, he's thinking, praying. Then, Krishna, near is, all are is praying. Krishna says, okay. Now, I'm sending my Ekadasi Devi. She's going, she's removing all our fear. And she's coming, then everything will be good. Then Jaya Ekadasi came and give me order all following for Ekadasi. All following until Brahma. All following the Ekadasi. Following then Brahma knows too, this fear is gone out. He has fear, mind is disturbed. But following Ekadasi then he knows too, is sneaking and come out. And come out and looking fearful. The big deities, not small. And this deities is gone. This fearful personality. This Hiranyakasipu, he is destroyed. After, what is doing? He is bringing the Prithvi Devi in back, in on top of water. He is putting his and telling. That time Prithvi Devi also she has fear. He said, don't will be afraid. Also Bharadev embracing. First is carrying within task. After he is embracing. Then Prithvi Devi's fear is gone and born one boy, son. What son? This fear. Next fear born. Look. Now fear, this fear is grandson. First cars come, Diti is near. Diti's son born. Now this fear is going, killing this Hiranyaksha. Now another Prithvi Devi near come. Prithvi is born his son. This is called Narak. Narakasur. Next fear. So this curse is not too little things, but not thinking this curse is touching everybody, disturbing. Not possible. Anybody accepting and then no accepting? Then what doing? Also Nitya Siddha Parshad. Jagatana Nivartande Taddhama Parma Mama. Anybody going this Golok Vaikuntha, they never can come back. Not possible. But his curse is not is removing that too, not throwing out and down. That the places is everybody will be disturbed. Also this Rishi Maharshis are doing tapasya, austerity. After their near is, this fire where will come? There is Akumar Brahmachari. The brahmacharis inspire her from come. See, these kumaras doing vrata, tapasya, yoga, everything, but they not contact within God, not never serving his God. Therefore, Sevakuit is fighting. Like here, many new person is coming. They are starting fight. Why? The thinking, like that person will be equal to me as it is to me, like same to me. Why? No anugatya, no seva, no relation, then independent desire. This is called first recreation joy. That things, for any things is disturbance come, then fire coming, increasing and coming out. Very problem. This cooling power only needed is this saranagati, yeah, service tendency, service mood. Serving whom? Good person serving, goodness coming, good result coming, good fruit coming, good all way you are following then. Independent, doing your tapasya, then what you collecting? Who giving you? Where from coming? Who helpful? Helping? Where from? Therefore, I am telling anybody, brahmachari, jnani, karmi, yogi, paramatmavadi, but they are independent. They are not saranagato. Not saranagato, then how? Telling jashyasti bhakti bhagata agrinchana, sarva gunishtata samasati sura. Harava bhakti se kuto mahatguna, manratina asate dhavati bahi. Where from coming this goodness, the good qualities? All bad things is coming and then repeating them. Now, they are come back and down, they are also very shy. Come down. Also they are looking. Also their cards. Now these deities, to Hiranyakashipu, they are also scared. Not possible solution. Then is Brahma's, this Ekadasi Vrata following, then this Varahadev himself appears. So telling, anybody following this Ekadasi Vrata, they have any fear, they have any problems, everything, solution for God himself coming, God helping. Definitely helping. Anartha, yeah, ego, not possible removing. Many, this is called demon. Why coming over near this anartha? Yeah, demonic policy and desire, nature, why? All are also this fire. Anybody is near you going, that person not is Vaishnava or not Bhakta, then they are will be angry and disturbed and giving you cards all time. Fire is giving. This fire is cannot remove. Anartha not going. So this Ekadasi Devi, she is kindly calling Prabhu. Prabhu, you come. Otherwise, not possible. Anybody has no power removing for. Also, this Varahadev has task. He is what doing? Task with is crashing. And all anarthas are removing. Like Hiranyakashipu's for also Nishkanadev. What doing? Next with is crashing. All take out. Where is this cards? I'm looking. Everything is present. So our life to life, all are not respecting, not serving God, a God person. Then all are near this. Present is this fire. This fire is too much. I am also, everybody is giving cards. Anybody not follow me, not disturbing me, then look at this face, more than Hiranyakashipu. Big face, eyes red, big size now, more than Jagannath eyes. And red eyes and fire. How is face? That time is taking a picture, then you understanding how is my face now. Anybody very angry? At them taking picture and showing him. How are you now? This anartha increasing, 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 balance, 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 then all are coming out. Then I am disturbing how many persons? This is poison, poison, poisonous tea. Fruit is coming, this berry. Tea is poisonous, but fruit is more poisonous. Brahma solution for nothing in understanding. That time, the Jaya Ekadasi came and sees, win everybody. And sees getting on Swarup. The Jaya Ekadasi Swarup, this Varahadev. Complete. Mother of Bhakti. Also, Maharaj Yudhishthir, Bhim, Nakul, Arjun, Sahadev, everybody within Mother Kunti, they are suffering. The Bhishma Pitamaha is near. They going, discussing, Vidurohit is discussing. They talking each other, any things for. Then, what the solution? Bhishmadev telling, I have one mother, Ganga. I am all time her advice following. If you like, you come with me. Ganga Dev is near. All are praying her near. She's helping. She's giving good advice. Bhishma Pitamaha has one boon. Any problems create, any things happen, Bhishma Pitamaha not going any other near, only going Ganga Dev is near. Ganga Devi, all time helping. So now, there came Ganga Devi is near, and Bhishma Pitamaha praying, mother near. Mother also giving before his advice, any problems create, you come my near, I give you good advice and our solution, everything. So now, Bhishma Pitamaha very disturbed. Why? One side is Arjuna, five Pandavas, another side is Kauravas. Now, Maharaj, this Dhritarashtra, his policy, politics, everything Bhishma Pitamaha understand. Shakuni, everything understand. But looking, how can I am helping Pandavas? His near is equal, but now king is Dhritarashtra. He is serving and helping king, Dhritarashtra. He promised, Santanu, his father near promised, anybody will be king, I am helping him. Before Pandu is king, helping. Now is Dhritarashtra king, helping him. But Dhritarashtra very cruel and very political person. Now, Bhishma Pitamaha asking Ganga Devi, what can I do? How can I helping them, Pandavas? No father, also mother, also all time giving poison, give fire, this and that. Very big tension. I am never sleeping, or no resting, all time I am disturbed. How can I be helping them? Then Ganga Devi is saying, no problem. You telling Kunti and Pandavas, they are following this Ekadasi, and Ekadasi day worshipping Lord Krishna. Ekadasi you following, but you not took shelter, Krishna's near. Then Ekadasi Devi helping, but is not like is at a time judgment coming. Later judgment coming. What you need is fast food fruits, very fast action. Then you, this following Ekadasi, at a time you took shelter, Krishna's near and praying. Therefore, Ekadasi, we are following, therefore giving advice. Ekadasi Mahatma glories. Anywhere, Krishna temple, other Ganga Jamuna, other Holy Dham, nothing then, Saligram near, no procedure Saligram, then only Srimad Bhagavad Gita front of you reading and you praying and following Ekadasi Vrata. So now Kunti, all are his. Krishna Vita Maha, Ganga Devi by order. They are now following this order. They are calling Krishna, praying Krishna. Then Krishna say, this fear is going. You now remembering Varahadev. But Varahadev remembering, That my Param Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada for Kuli Koladip, Parikrama time attacking, too much disturbing, not stone throwing bricks. They are attacking within stick and stealing everything until character too much disturbing, throwing clay, dust and mud and this and that and beating, breaking. Then Param Gurudev, everybody know how helping Prabhupada and others. But after Param Gurudev, this Koladip came and telling, Varadev, I'm calling, Varadev coming, and Varadev cooling, purifying everybody, removing anartha all, not possible otherwise. He's bringing Varadev, Koladip, Varadev place, and Varadev came. Before Varadev come, then all Gunda, Dakaita, all demons, all Navadipdham, full. Now also anybody with this brother with this no relation, they are all demonic policy. Therefore this, today is very special day. Anybody like, life to life is this ego and anartha, prarabdha, prarabdha, kut, pabbis, abhidya, asmita, pabbis, and loy, bikshep, kasaya, rasasad, sasuk, brahmasadishad, vidarbul, aparad, lot of poison, collecting all time, collecting, very happy, thinking, I am, what? I am collector, I am very, many things is collecting. But after, lot of them cannot carry, then depression, dizzy, mad, crazy, what doing? Not understand. No happy, no sleeping, no eating, all time fire, angry. Oh, how much fire is anger fire? What doing this? No understand. Then drinking alcohol, laying is then, snoring is thinking, but not going. After next 2 minutes after, fighting with his wall. What doing? Then breaking wall, like Hiranyakashipu. Breaking pillar. Now, they are breaking wall, breaking pots, breaking everything. Mike, 10 days not running. Breaking this one also. Everything breaking. Kortal, I'm surprised. This much breaking. So why? This fire? So this Ekadesh Dev is near praying. Please, my anarthas, not possible, I'm removing. This poison I'm collecting. How can I remove? How can I clean? Please helping me. Then she Jaya Ekadasi. Name is Jaya. Win. All gain, she's win. No problem. She's very helpful. Then she is at a time needed, then calling Bharadev. Otherwise, she no process many. She giving shelter in Mahabhagavat, Guru Vaishnava is near. Sending Mahabhagavat, Guru Guru. Why? What happened? Guru Bhargat Dasan, Dasani Pavitra Karai Tumar Gun. Sadhunam, Samachittanam, Sutaram, Matkritatmanam, Dasan Namno Bhavet Bandha, Pungsakuna Savitrujata. Dasan Namno Bhavet Bandha. Sadhu Darshan. But I am not looking sadhu, I am looking asadhu. All time looking false and guilty. You sadhu? No. He sadhu? No. Nobody sadhu. Then, who removing? Sadhu darshan at a time on earth going. So she is arranging two things. One thing, Varahadev, otherwise another thing, very powerful, is Mahabhagavata sadhu. So telling one sadhu going on places, Hari Kirtan, running, but everybody very happy Kirtan with this. What his family has. One young boy, he is shouting, attacking sadhus, throwing stone, shouting, fighting. Then asking sadhu, what happened? This person is mad or crazy? Say, no, he is badmash, he no like sadhus, no like kirtan. Then that boy is shouting, why came? Why came sadhus are here? When going? Like he is attacking. Sadhu says, okay, no problem. I am going his near. I'm cooling him. He's gone and catching his, holding his hand. Hey, silence, peaceful, come here, kirtan, sitting here, taking prasadam, taking water, more angry, but angry, too much angry, and then senseless. Uncontrolled brain. This is called brain hemorrhage. Let them die. So own fire, not disturbing other. First fire is disturbing own self. Uncontrolled, crazy people. What doing there? Therefore this Ekadashi Devi, O Sadhu Darshan, was finished. Then he's leaving this body and Sadhu says, doing kirtan, hearing kirtan, and gone, not gone Jamaloko. Complete gone is Golok Vaikuntha. The people not know. So Devi, Ekadashi Devi Dottamana, she is very helpful. Following Bhatta, then our this anartha, not possible, I am taking out. This telling sadhunam samachittanam. Sadhus are never angry. You giving cards them, you beating them, you abusing them, hating them. Sadhu never taking, accepting anything. First, after sadhu are going your near, yeah, you are coming, then they cannot telling. You are beating, now I am arresting, I am beating you also, putting you in jail, giving punishment. Sadhu never telling like this. See, ego, false ego, ignorance, mad people, no brain, half brain, then what doing? They cannot think about this. So sadhus are helpful for everybody. So this Ekadashi Devi is great mercy. Then demons are also came and that they automatic changing everything. They are not removing. And like Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, becomes deity. Two. Become four, but they come two. Four person giving cards, so then need is four deity. Therefore going four life, not one life. Four person cards is four life they suffering. But all time, sometime Prahlad Maharaj came, sometime God himself come, Lord, all are came, this anartha, all washing for. So today is this Varahadev near is praying, he is smelling and looking where are anartha. This task with is crashing, no problem. Coming this Nrisimhadev, nails with this crashing, no problem, but anartha is going is good. Cleaning is good. Otherwise, this one growing with interest. Today this much, tomorrow this much. Cannot believe this. Over a mountain, million crore life going and suffering only. Never happiness, never satisfaction, never pleased. Many people, I'm looking, black smoke, face, looking down, all the anger, fire, and hair is like this one bike hook. And this, never smiling, never. I say, why not you smiling? Why? What happened? Why are going to smile? Who's stealing your smile? But never smiling. Why? Inside is this burning all time, boiling all time, oil canoe. But one is our Acharya, prominent Acharya, this, Maharaj Prahlad. How is toilets, you know? He's near everything they vomiting, like his next Acharya Haridas Thakur. How much the toilets, how much patience they have. Therefore, all are very lucky. Good way come, good line. Mahabhagavat, Guru Vargas near came. They're protecting us, cleaning us, purifying us. At a time, every day brooming, much better, you know? Every day brooming, then clean. And no brooming, long time after this much. Like you're going Giri Maharaj's room and down. This much. Stock. This is Brajaraj. This is Brajaraj. He is going Parikrama every day and all Brajaraj he is bringing and stocking. Then I am going sometime, I am taking all and smearing. Bah, I am feeling it very well. But Ordinary people what collecting? Anartha. Every day stalking. And but they don't know how can cleaning and removing. Then coming Nrisimhadev and Hiranyakashipu, this Varahadev. This cleaning for. So today playing Varahadev near, Param Gurudev near, and this all Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu, this like is helping. All are this demonic nature is cleaning and helping, or not just throwing, and all time then cleaning means protecting. Guru Varga, therefore any brahmachari, anything is doing, as then giving punishment and chastisement. And this is better, much better than not stalking, not too much. Every day punishment much better, every day torturing much better. Remove all, clean. Our good luck, Guru Varga is near, they're looking our any guilties and faults, they're telling all time, this is much better. I am him thinking this, Gurudev all time telling, Nindag niyara khangan kuti chai. Anybody insulting, anybody torturing me, hating me, this is my good friend. He's all time grooming and cleaning. Then I am not will be proud. Not will be demon master. Good line, the pulling and bringing back. So this Jaya Ekadasi sees every way too helpful for bhaktas, devotees, everybody. But people like and then. So this Ekadasi Devi is near praying tomorrow, next hearing. Now Nityananda Prabhu appears the coming. Tomorrow Nityananda Prabhu Mangala Divas, Kirtan Mangala Divas, very nice program. Then hearing Kaur Pramanandi.
Evaro karuna karo Vaishnava Gosai. Patita pavana toma vine kehona. Taharani kate gele papa dure ja. Papa dure ja. E mona doya la prabhu ke va kota pa. Sahoile paschate pavana darshane pavitra karo ei tomar guna. Sthane aparadhe tare harina. Tare harina. तमास्थाने अपराधे नाहि कोई राम तुमार हृदये सदा गोविंद विश्राम गोविंद कहे नाम मा वैष्णव परा प्रति जन्मे कोरिया चराने राधोली चराने राधो नारोतम कर दया पनारा Vaishnava Gosai Patita Pavana Toma Haribo, 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 Haribo